Okay, that's good.
Amy, you order it. Who's going first?
Oh, I think you're the call to worship.
I'm the call to worship? Mm-hmm. Okay. Did she get the Bible?
No, Lisa.
Huh?
Jesus, we're a thing.
Okay. So this is the Emily Dickinson poem you had us read in poetry class at camp.
All right.
With me and Catherine Hawkins and Anna.
Yeah.
Okay. Some keep Sabbath going to church. I keep it staying at home. With a bobolink for a chorister and an orchard for a dome. Some keep the Sabbath in surplus. I just wear my wings. And instead of tolling the bell for church, our little sexton sings. God preaches, a noted clergyman, and the sermon is never long. So instead of getting to heaven at last, I'm going all along.
All right.
Oh, I like that.
That was very good.
Real good.
Is everybody reading their favorites?
I guess so.
I'm just reading that Pentecost prayer that I just now found. So, it's not my favorite, it's new to me. But that's good.
Mm-hmm. We'll now hear from Jean Corey.
Okay. This is the prayer for Pentecost. God, the light of your spirit has fallen upon us. The seal of your ownership is on us. You have placed the Holy Spirit in our hearts. Like tongues of fire, it is renewed and restored. In our rising and our sleeping, in our working and our playing, in our joys and in our sorrows, your Spirit's brightness has dispelled the darkness. In your loving, in our loving and caring, in our touching and our listening, in our thoughts and in our actions, God's Spirit has brought life out of death. God, your Spirit, your Spirit fell like tongues of fire. It filled those that were empty. It empowered those that were weary. God, your Spirit fell like tongues of fire. It brought together those that were divided. It reassured those who were afraid. God, your Spirit fell like tongues of fire. By its power, we can walk together as one. By its power, we can find strength to share. God, your Spirit fell like tongues of fire. By its power, we can find freedom in loving each other. By its power, we can find life in you.
This is 1 Corinthians 12. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brothers and sisters, I do not want you to be uniformed. You know that when you were pagans, you were enticed and led astray to idols that could not speak. Therefore, I want you to understand that no one speaking by the Spirit of God ever says, "Let Jesus be cursed." And no one can say, "Jesus is Lord," except by the Holy Spirit. Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of services, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To one is given, through the Spirit, the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge, according to the same Spirit. To another faith by the same Spirit. To another gifts of healing by one Spirit. To another, the workings of miracles, to another, prophecy, to another, the discernment of spirits, to another, various kinds of tongues, to another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are activated by one and the same Spirit who allots to each one individually, just as the Spirit chooses.
I'm not familiar with that.
Yeah.
She's got that, the annotated Bible. Does that sound different to that?
Mm-hmm.
That's probably it. Not familiar with that.
Do you want to read John? Is that not scripture?
That's good.
Okay, then this is a closing prayer. God, we believe you have sent your Spirit to live within us. Your indwelling spirit leads us into all truth. God, we believe your spirit teaches your followers to serve others. Your empowering spirit equips us with gifts for your service. God, we believe your spirit breaks down the barriers that imprison us. Your comforting spirit encourages to worship God with all our hearts. God, we believe your spirit writes your law in our hearts. Your liberating spirit sets us free to love our neighbors as we do ourselves. God, we believe your spirit calls us to follow. God, we believe this is the path from death to eternal life. Our Father in heaven, oh no, we sing the Lord, say the Lord's Prayer. Okay?
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever.
Truly, Lord, we've seen your spirit right in this house.
Truly,
we've seen it.
Over and over and over and over. was beautiful. You were talking directly to him. I could tell.
I was.
Directly to him.
I love you.
It was beautiful. I love you too. I did. A bushel and a peck. That was a beautiful Sunday morning service.
It was.
She said she hopes he doesn't try.